that William Branham had the third Exodus. The first Exodus was Moses pulling out the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. The second Exodus was Jesus Christ himself pulling out the children of Israel from the law into grace. But grace also denominated and kept his children in bondage. Therefore, God raised this man in this age before the rapture to restore us back to what it should be. He raised up the man William Marion Branham for the third Exodus, pulling us out of denomination back to the apostolic faith, vindicated by that pillar of fire. Now watch it. Watch it. Because enter message believers, they are hearing me now. Some of you are here now. Listen, I mean from other churches where they miss it. William Branham's ministry is likened to the ministry of Jesus Christ in that it was a messianic ministry. That is why he is given the messianic sign. Now, and the ministry of Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ was alive, he had all the ministries together embodied in him. The fivefold. He was an evangelist. He was an apostle. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. He was a pastor. All in him. But when he was taken up, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came and produced Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. To some, he gave what? Apostle. To some, what? Prophet. Some, what? Evangelist, pastor, and teacher. For the work of the ministry. Which ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. For the perfecting of the saints. For the edification of the body. Why do we need teachers? He said there are things that he spoke that they will not understand him now. But when the Comforter comes, when the Holy Ghost comes, he will lead you to all truth. There are things that Jesus Christ spoke that even the apostles did not understand it until the Holy Ghost came, until he was taken away. William Branham's ministry, being a dispensational ministry, was the same kind of ministry. In his own time, all the fivefold ministry was embodied in him. He was pastoring a church. The Holy Ghost said, go and do the work of an evangelist. Hallelujah. So he handed over the church to another person and went out in his evangelistic ministry. And came and I was saying, see something we can learn from that man. A church that he started. And the Holy Ghost told him, go and go outside and do the work of evangelism. And since he's going now, he cannot hold a church. He didn't say that is his church. The land belonged to him. He owned the land. He donated it to the church. That's why when the trustee board, they built the church, they decided to name the church. Contrary with all the protest, they insisted that they will call that church Branham Tabernacle. So he was pastoring Branham Tabernacle. And they now appointed a man they call Omar Neville to be the pastor. And they did it after praying. He was presented and the whole church voted him. Because one of the time that he traveled out, before he came back, there was problem and they said they will step him down as the pastor of the church. He came down and that day he came to the church. He was preaching and said that this is what he had. And I said, let them know that before they step him down, they voted him that his own vote too must count. He never vote. So you cannot remove him. Praise the Lord. Now, the area I'm going is, read these messages. Whenever he comes down, he will go and take permission from the pastor. I don't know if there will be a chance. There's a message led that I would like to take it for three services. I don't know, is that okay by you? or when can you have give me the chance? Somebody that started the church. He was not a signatory to that account. The church was giving him an allowance, I think every week or so. The church was changing his car every 2 years. They were the ones taking care of him. He didn't say, this is my church. Now listen, praise God. Praise the Lord. Enter message preachers, are you hearing me? It is not his church. All the tithe did not go to him. Enter message pastor, you don't hear me? I'm talking to them. All enter message churches, the tithe, all the tithe belong to the pastor and the pastor alone. And then catch where I am going. Moses left the scene. He handed over to who? Joshua. As God was with Moses, so he continued with Joshua. Because Joshua had a different spirit from all others. The Bible says so. Jesus Christ, when he left, who did he hand over to? The apostles. We saw how God moved with the apostles. As he was with the Lord Jesus Christ, so he was with the apostles. That's why they call them Christians. They turn everywhere upside down. Hallelujah. But watch it first. Elijah. Amen. We are under the ministry of Elijah. Elijah the Tishbite. When he was being taken away, there was somebody that was following his message. What is his name? A double portion was released upon Elisha. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Elisha also had another servant. What is his name? Gehazi was following him. But as he was following Elisha, with Elijah anointing him, instead of looking at Elisha, he was looking at the money. What happened? He developed leprosy. That is how his ministry ended. And that is why you have not heard anything about the ministry of William Branham, particularly in this country. And yet it has been in Nigeria since the 70s. All of them, leprosy. Nothing more. Everybody, I am pastor. Now only pastor be fight for ministry. William Branham's ministry must also produce the fivefold ministry of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. There must be prophet. There must be apostle. There must be evangelists. There must be teachers and pastors that we put together this wholesome word that God gave us through this ministry and present it again to the people. To carry on the ministry of William Marion Braham. And people are wondering the move of God in this ministry. Discernment is the commonest one in this church. You don't see it in any entire message church. He should store the food, and the storehouse of that food is the voice of God recording, where all the sermons are being produced. And we, as hallelujah, the wise master builder, the chief cook of the fivefold ministry, we are to go into the storehouse bring out the food and warm it and give it fresh to the people. That is the ministry of the fivefold ministry. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Bible says, examine yourself if you be in the faith. Examine yourself now. Are you in the message? Especially those of you that God is using. People come to this church and they are just going for the anointing. Pastor, pour oil on me. I know if you lay hand on me, my ministry will burst out. Now food, where you go chop it, they find. You are not coming to me to give you tape message for you to hear the word. You want me to lay hand on you so that you will do what? That is how our robot came to William Branham. I knelt down for William Branham to lay hand on him and anoint him. As he stood up, he was going. William Branham said, Robert, come back. He said, you don't go. He saw something in the spirit and called him back. He said, you don't go back and play with those gifts. As at that time, the anointing never come on him. It was after that the anointing began. And you all know how Ora Robert has ended up gospel-wise. All those D.L. Osborne that wrote all those Gordon Lindsay and the rest that were following William Branham, that wrote all those things while William Branham was alive. As soon as William Branham died, they all died off. If we follow waiting this man preach, we'll go hungry, we'll kill us for this vessel. They died off. The same thing. But there are people that will stand for the truth. There are people that will make William Branham proud in his grave. If there is anywhere they can peep and look at us, William Branham will look at another ministry here and give us a thumb up. Because we have preached what he preached, and me as the pastor, I have tried as much as possible to practice Christianity the way he practiced it. Because the light showed on him, we are to follow it. He left us a pattern. On the day of his funeral, Reverend T.L. Osborne made that statement. He said, this man that is lying here in the casket, let it be known to the whole world and all you ministers that we preached Christ. He said, this man lived Christ. You see? That is a testimony of people who disagree with his doctrine, but they could not fault his life. I want one day when I am dead that some preacher will come and say the same thing about me. If the Lord tarries. That is my ambition. Not the number of property I will leave behind, but the testimony of a life that I lived that affected others positively. And that must be every one of us, followers of this message. And when you start, there will be opposition. And those of you who are listening to me now, this end time message, listen, if you are going to preach this message and raise up a ministry in the order of this ministry, on the platform of this end time message, and you try to run it the denominational way, God himself will make sure you are frustrated. William Branham said, this is thus said the Lord. He said, this is the last message before Jesus Christ comes. He said, watch it. It can never be denominated. And that is why we have no headquarters anywhere. And that is why we have nobody that is overlooking us. Our headquarters is in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The light has shone. And he said, arise and shine. Shine the light we have received. The church is marching on, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. If we say we are right in our doctrine, if we are right in our doctrine, then we must be right also in our character. The character confirms the doctrine. The character that we exercise Christian love among ourselves. Love, because God is love. And God is light. And God is love. Hallelujah. You can't hate a brother and say you are in the message. The message is to bring us out of error. Close us together. Because these are people that will live eternally. Eternally. Not for a short time. Eternally. No death, nothing. Forever. And we are supposed to start practicing it here on earth. Love. In that spirit, you should not gossip one another. No more gossip. No more hatred. It's easy to forgive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Easy to forgive. Amen. You love God so much, you don't want to put His name to shame. This is the way. The way. That light is showing us the way. The way there is what that man is preaching. That's why we tell the women, it is that man that said, thus said the Lord, my daughters in this age, He said, don't wear trousers. He said, don't put that nonsense on your hair. He said, stop this painting, stop dressing like the world, stop dressing like prostitutes. It is that man that said it. And that light is telling us, listen to him, listen to him. This is where the way is in this age. And you argue with me and you say you are in the message. You are not in the message. You are not in the message.
But the only thing this is to do is to glorify God and to reveal Jesus Christ. That when He was here on earth, He did this very same thing. All Bible readers believe that, say amen.
Amen.
And He said, when I go away, and I'll come again a little while, and the world will see me no more. That's the unbelievers. But ye shall see me, who? The believers. For I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Is that true? Then it's sin to disbelieve. Go ye and sin no more, or disbelieve no more, or a worse thing than this will come upon you, said Jesus. Is that true? Then we must believe. It's got to be a belief. Or perish. If I was God, if they could take my word for it, that would settle it. But people still don't take the word, then signs and wonders are added into the church as Jesus Christ promised to do. And to my honest belief, I believe He's finishing up right now with the Gentiles and will turn to the Jews right away. And the Gentiles will be left in their dogmas and the things that they've got in their creeds and cold formal denominations, and the church will be raptured and tucked up, and the gospel will go to the Jews. Amen. Amen means so be it. All right. Excuse me, sister. I have to relax my mind. Now we are these strangers. I see that you are strictly a stranger to me. You're from away from here. You come from another city. You've got a lot of trouble on your heart. You got hard trouble to begin with. Is that right? There's a whole lot of blackness. I see a black sheep keep following you like that. Oh, it's a lie. Somebody told a lie on you. And that was a man who was professing divine healing.
Yes, sir.
He said you was a witch. Is that true? And you got a whole stir in your church or something other about it. Isn't that right? Your pastor's sick right now. He's got polio. Is that right? Sister, don't pay no attention to what them people tell you. They're a lying. And the only thing wrong with your heart is that nervous condition got your heart worked up. Go on home in peace and God bless you. You're all right. God bless you. You're not a witch.